coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and this is our continuing coverage of the crisis in British Columbia. There have been some meetings between representatives of Great Canadian Gaming and individual horse people, and nothing has really been solved except for a meeting that was held between Chuck Keeling of Great Canadian Gaming and the gentleman who's on the other end of my line. Ray Jamel is a horseman that has applied his craft all across Canada. He ended up in British Columbia, I believe it was, back in the 70s, wasn't it, Ray?
Yeah, we come in 1974. I come out with Jim Keeling Sr. to try and revive harness racing in BC, which they hadn't had since 69.
You met just yesterday with Chuck Keeling with Great Canadian Gaming. What has he told you? What is in the near-term future for harness racing in BC?
To tell you the truth, he really couldn't tell me.
Really?
Really. Hopes for the best. He said there will be racing, but that has to be decided how much and when and so on.
Well,
now, this talk of amalgamating with Alberta and that kind of thing, like whoever dreamt that up, they were drinking their bathwater, because that isn't going to happen. It's a 12-hour drive from here to Edmonton to start with. Same for them to come here. Like, there's been horses went over there and raced. I did, too, for a couple of months, and they've come out here to any open stakes, and we were obliged to go there if we wanted to.
Sure. No precise word from Great Canadian Gaming on what the race dates will be, but you did mention that there is going to be at least a start date. You were talking somewhere in the area of, beginning of October and then 2 days
a week?
Well,
that's for the rest of this year.
Okay,
till the end of December.
So 2 days a week?
Yeah, there's nothing decided for 2011.
Right. Well, there was a point of clarification made, supposedly, by Great Canadian Gaming, in which they said, well, yeah, sure, we've applied to rescind our 2011 race dates, but it doesn't mean we won't race. That's a little bit like the old Mackenzie King line, conscription if necessary, but not necessarily conscription.
I agree 100%. Like, you say something, but you end up saying nothing.
Yeah, exactly. What is the position of the BC Horsemen as far as what their next move should be? Is there any way they can bring any kind of pressure to bear on Great Canadian Gaming to rescind their rescinding of the race dates?
Well, this is only from my idea. Now, we got the slots through the council here in Surrey, eh?
Right.
And that was to benefit the racing.
Right.
So now all of a sudden, the government took over and they say, okay, you're going to get so many dollars to run it on, and that's it. Now whether Surrey Council can put pressure on them, because it's a big industry for Surrey.
Sure.
Like however many million dollars has been paid out over the years, more than 90% is spent right here. You know, either in homes, vehicles, or any way you want to put it. If they don't have the races, it's going to put an awful dent in the community in Cloverdale and around it.
Let me ask you, I understand that the mayor, of the nearby town or municipality is a big supporter of harness racing?
I'm quite sure she will be.
Okay. Any pressure and who is that person?
Diane Watts. Right now she's on holidays.
Okay.
But she has been contacted, I understand, and she's very interested in being involved.
Now, what is the situation as far as keeping the slots if racing isn't going on, if there's no live racing? What's the position of the BC government on that? Are they just going to let They're just going to let Great Canadian Gaming continue raking in the slots without having to pay out purses?
I guess maybe they'd like to. I don't know. I think there'll be racing, but whether it's viable enough for people to stay in the business, that's the big thing.
You mentioned 80 dates would be the minimum to keep the business viable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even at that, there would be a few have to drop out, but some could survive.
Okay. Well, the purses are not that big. And then
no, they're not.
Yeah.
But, you know, harness people are tough. They can survive on little if they have to, seemingly.
Well, yeah, I've known a lot of harness people, and you're right. They're a very tough lot. Now, are there any plans for the BC horse people to meet and plan their next strategy? Have you heard anything on that, Ray?
There's supposed to be, but I'm not just sure when.
Okay.
It should be within the next few days, but I think our little board had to have something to go on. There's no use calling the meeting if you haven't any idea what to talk about.
Mm-hmm. And that's the meeting with Chuck Keeling was the only one as far as that.
No, that was just my idea.
That was just your idea. The Horsemen haven't met with Great Canadian to this point?
They have had a meeting, yes.
Okay.
But I don't know how. I don't know what the outcome was.
Okay. Well, we'll have to drill down a little more on that. I have had so many calls since we first aired our piece on this. Spoke to Wayne Isbister. Here's a guy who has seen racing from both breeds, and he seems to think the same thing that you and others are thinking, which is, you know, it's just a thinly veiled plan for the thoroughbred people to take over.
Could well be. I tell you, we had... Okay, when we got the slots going, then right away, well, the government said this is for all horse racing. So half of whatever the take was paid to the thoroughbred sector.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up in the neighborhood, I think, of about $6 million that they got over 3-4 years, and was supposed to be paid back when they got their slots in at Hastings. Well, I guess it hasn't went that good, so... they paid back some, but I don't think it was...
Well, they still owe you, the thoroughbred people still owe the harness industry, what, something like $3
million? No, better try five.
$5 million? Okay.
Yeah. However, government says they don't have to pay it back. That's a forgiven thing.
Oh, so in the meantime, the government says it's okay to can harness racing, basically. Oh. Nice!
Tell you the honest truth, it's starting to look like it.
This stinks. This stinks bad.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ray. Keep up the good work. Keep us posted.
We'll try. I'm just an old cog in a big wheel, but like it isn't going to affect me one way or the other, but I'm not thinking of me. As you know, I'm 80 years old. Eh? There's a lot of guys here in their 40s and family growing up in their 20s that are becoming young drivers and trainers and so on. What the hell is going to become of them?
We'll be following it very closely, and if you hear anything more on meetings with Great Canadian or what the next step is, just let us know, will you?
I will.
Been a pleasure having you with us on Trot Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
Hope it does a little good.
All right, bye. Sir. Bye-bye.